Anjali, welcome to A Roundabout Chattanooga.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You are looking for people specifically from the South Asia region, people of ethnic origin. I understand that includes countries like India, Pakistan, and Nepal. Are there people from any specific country that you're looking for?
Yes, mostly of South Asian origin, because the people that we're doing this bone marrow donor registry drive for, they're both of Indian origin. One is actually North Indian and the other is South Indian, specifically from the state of Kerala within India. And so what we've seen in our research as we began this drive process is that you're more likely to match with the people of your ethnicity and particularly the region in which you live or in which you grew up. For example, South Indian would be more likely to match with Dr. Nalini Ambadi, which is one of the ladies that we are doing this drive in honor of because she's of that descent. And a Punjabi or a North Indian would be more likely to match with Monica Chopra, the 22-year-old girl that's another one of the recipients that we hope to find some bone marrow donors for, or matches for, rather. But also just the general South Asian region because of how populations have traveled ever since, like, human geography and just the origin of man and things, how they've traveled over these eons, it's very likely that people in just the general region of South Asia could also match compared to, for example, Caucasians or maybe African Americans.
And you've got these two specific people kind of in mind that you're looking to help, but you're also saying there's just a general shortage of bone marrow donors for people of South Asian origin, a 1 in 20,000 chance of somebody like that finding a compatible bone marrow match. So this is a pretty serious situation.
Yes, definitely. And we had no idea that South Asians, there was such a limited number of people registered to be bone marrow donors in the international registry until we actually began this drive process, because for Caucasians, there's a 1 in 8 chance that a person in need of bone marrow will find a match, but there's a 1 in 20,000 chance for an Asian in general, not even South Asian, but just Asian. And I believe for African Americans, it might be even greater because there's a widespread case of sickle cell anemia, because in Africa, malaria is very common, and sickle cell anemia was a trait actually that started to help deal with preventing malaria, which actually just naturally occurred in the human body. But then when African Americans here also began getting that from their ancestry, so both Asians and African Americans have very there's a great shortage in the bone marrow registry.
And you've been doing some research into this situation in general. Why aren't people registering? What are people afraid of?
Well, one, especially for South Asians, there seems to be a cultural barrier that maybe this isn't a safe process, or that's what they've heard from their family members and friends. And it's not necessarily something that's considered highly or well thought of, because it's like exchange of needles and stuff. It's almost thought of as dirty. But, and also the second is that it's a very invasive process, in that you're going to have to go through a surgical procedure and actually risk infection. And it's an extensive procedure, but it's really not. There's a new procedure that's come out in the last 20 years or so that's known as peripheral blood stem cell donation, and this is done just like a blood draw, and physician will go in, or a phlebotomist, and draw your blood, extract the bone marrow cells, or essentially the blood-producing cells, and then they will reinsert the rest of the blood through your other arm. So essentially, you're not losing as much blood as you would be losing in donating blood itself. So it's even less invasive than that.
And you've organized this bone marrow donor registry drive. It's coming up on Sunday, June 9th from 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. Where is it going to actually be at?
We're holding this drive at Chattanooga Christian Assembly. This is a church on off of Jenkins Road. And we actually decided to hold it there because that church has a huge population of Malayali or Karelian Indians, which is the ethnicity of Dr. Nalini Ambadi, which is one of the ladies who we're doing this drive for. But we would welcome any South Asians, especially because we are doing this drive in honor of these two ladies who are of that origin. But not only South Asians are needed in just in general in the bone marrow registry, because you never know, a Caucasian or an African American in this community itself might need a bone marrow transplant, and you could be the match for it. So we would really just like to raise awareness within the entire community over all demographics and ethnicities.
So again, that is on Sunday, June 9th at the Chattanooga Christian Assembly. How can people get more information? What phone number should they call?
They can call 423-499-9888. And that'll reach me or my family if they need any more information, or if they prefer to email, they can email us at practicephysicians@gmail.com.
Well, Anjali, thank you so much for talking with us. It is great, and congratulations for organizing this. This is a pretty big deal.
Thank you so much, and we really hope that the entire Chattanooga community can come and participate in this.